loving on me. I wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan.
Well, I'm here, dragged back into this, straight from the office. I actually, this is 7 o'clock right now, and I'm an hour away from going to sleep. And this is the lifestyle. This is the schedule that I have. I go ahead, drive home, takes an hour. Gotta go get some groceries because I'm gonna have the little one tomorrow. And just trying to put all that shit away. And here we are, just trying to knock a podcast out on the way out, man. I don't have any time. There were some guys trying to reach out to basketball. I'm like, I can't do that. Again, my window is so small. That's the price I pay for getting up in the morning to go to the gym and go exercise. I don't have any time after work, especially with the commute. So here I am, just knocking one out, just random thoughts. I was really feeling good today, and it's very rare that I listen to music at work. Most of the time, I'm listening to podcasts, just watching tidbits of information about things, usually science, any stuff I could learn. It's just very random, flavor of the month, let's just say. But today, I was jamming to music, and this one particular, man, God's Plans by Drake, it's been out probably a bit. And I love that song, man. I think it was on replay for 100 times. And you know what I loved about it? The video caught me, obviously. It wasn't the song. It was just a video. It just came up. And I started watching. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. The concept of the video that Drake has for his song, God's Plan, is he had a $1 million budget. And he goes ahead and says, you know, instead of blowing it on the video and editing it, I'm just going to go to Miami and give out money randomly. He goes to the high school, fire department, just gives it to random people. And this is a camera, regular camera work, straight up guerrilla style, just going in there, walking around the mall type of shit. And it got me a bit emotional, man, because you know what it is that you see all these crazy news, right? Oh, that's all we hear, just craziness. And you see a guy just saying, you know, fuck it, man. I'm just going to blow $1 million and give it away to everyone I see. Went ahead and bought groceries for everyone in the supermarket. So, man, you know, haters are going to say it's fake money. You know, it's not true. Something's got to give. It's always a catch. But I think it's just the idea hitting it off the ballpark of just showing some generosity. The guy's worth, I'm thinking, 300, 100 million, you know. So it's not going to bother him at all. It's just, and again, it's part of the budget for his video. And it's like, wow, you know, it's really good, man, God's Plan. And I'm not a person that's religious, but I do believe in good karma, good spirit, and doing good things like that. So good for him, man. That really got me in a good spirit. And, you know, I was just doing my little jamming and shit like that. Just felt in a good mood, just knowing my direction and knowing where to go. And I think I have the real estate license. I have to, part of my transitioning to my new career, I wanted to get back into real estate. That's what I moved down here for in the first place. I love learning about sales and being involved with it. And right now it's a peak time. And I just want to have it as something because I want to continue. I want to finish that journey that I started here that I wasn't able to finish for the longest time. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with it now, and I'm just really in a giddy mood. I don't give a fuck attitude. I mean, you can understand it. Like, you know, I'm leaving, and the days are counting down, and it's not a big deal. The guys, actually, that I talked about before that went ahead and kind of gossiped about me inadvertently and got the word out, those guys were profusely apologizing. You could just tell they just had egg on their face like women. They were like, you know, my bad, dude. I feel so bad. I feel like an asshole. You can just tell the remorse, like, damn, man, I just got caught like a bitch. I got caught like a girl. I ain't no big deal. I mean, part of shit like this happening is just, you know, moving on, not making a big deal out of it. It's not something I'm going to hold on. It's just, like I said before, hold on. You learn, you move on, and you go from there. Obviously, they're going to live with it, and you got to be a bigger person about it at the end of the day. But, yeah, and then I saw shit today, too. Jonathan Coachman. And he's a dude, man, that's over at the WWE, man. And holy shit, the headline is WWE investigates Jonathan Coachman after sexual harassment allegations. This is an anchor. Everyone's getting it with the hashtag MeToo and the hashtag Time's Up. Everyone is fucking getting it. Like from 30 years ago. I mean, Steve Wynn is in the house. Stallone 40 years ago. My man, everyone. There is no mercy in this movement. And this is where you're going to lose me. because the story goes as this: WWE is investigating announcer Jonathan Coachman, former ESPN legal analyst, filed a lawsuit of sexual harassment and discrimination against ESPN on Sunday. Coachman was among those named in the suit. And then the lady alleged that Coachman offered her mentorship before attempting to turn the relationship into personal. But then basically what's happening is this. She went on ESPN. Coachman said, hey, man, let me go ahead and let me be your mentor, show you the ropes of the culture here. And then she got whiff from other people saying, no, he's a creep. He's a fucking creep. Stay the fuck out. And, of course, all of a sudden, you know, the creep alert goes up because women do deal with it. Just creeps everywhere. But in this case, she's like, okay, Coachman's a creep. And then he, during that conversation, he asked, hey, do you have a boyfriend? She said, yes, I do. That's it. He left. Left it at that. And all of a sudden, she's calling harassment on that. And this is where you're going to lose people like me. As far as fighting that fight. Again, I understand we need to hold men accountable. But when you're doing something extreme that you women want men to approach you, to solicit you, to go ahead and court you, part of the courting. And then you decide whether you want it to go forward or not. From this allegation, and Coachman came out, this guy came out and put a big thing on ESPN defending himself, which is the right way of doing it. Like, fuck that. You're not going to put this on me. I've never been a pig like this. Whatever you heard, I never did anything like this in my 20-year career. Whatever it is, right? And this is where you're going to lose people because, you know, you have a guy that's going up to you. You fresh meat. Boop, boop, boop. I'm trying to get to know you. And as a guy, obviously, they're going to go ahead and ask and try to get, you know, try to fill you out. And then the moment you say you have a boyfriend, he backs off. That's what a guy's supposed to do, isn't it? That's the protocol. That's what women want. I mean, obviously, when you say you got a boyfriend, that's like a nice way of telling you no. Usually, if a woman wants you to flirt, she's going to be very coy about it. She's going to be like, I have a boyfriend, but yeah, fuck him. I like this guy better. I mean, that's how you women. Women are, you girls are so shiesty, man. It's like you know, don't. I know you guys are victims a lot of times, but man, it's shit like this that bothers me. And I'm like, God damn. So dude's on a warpath on Twitter. He was just putting shit out there. And now he's going to have to fight the fight. And he's in a whole different company. He went from WWE to ESPN. And that's just a shame that we have to deal with it. And I don't know. I just, man, it's shit like that. It just gets me creeped out even more. I mean, I'm today in the supermarket buying groceries. I'm keeping my head down, man. I was just looking straight down. I'm not trying to interact with any women or anything. It's just shit like this. It freaks me the fuck out. You know, us guys, we just have it so bad now in that regard where women want you to solicit you. It's like they want you to be a mind reader. And, you know, like the lady at the register was trying to talk to me. Oh, you know, and I'm just head down, like just arms crossed. Yeah, I understand. Thank you. Yeah, I'm stocking up for the week, so on and so forth. And I was just not even trying to entertain, not trying to flirt back. I don't know. I don't know what that means. If she's just being nice, she's smiling. I don't fucking know. It's so confusing as a guy, and that's where I'm at with all of that. It's like, where do you go from there now? I don't know. We have to figure it out, I guess, right? That's just creepy ass shit, man. But oh well, I guess that's just the world that we live in. So we got to deal with that. And but yeah, but I'm thinking about just my time at work, and I'm having to push back my license a little bit. I think I don't have time. It's just not enough time in the day, man. I've said this so many times. I don't have it. It's something that I'm always yearning for and trying to have. And that was another thing that, for me anyway, when I go to the breakdown of being in a relationship as well, I only have 2 free weekends. And I don't want to spend it traveling to go see anybody. I was being asked about doing long distance. I'm like, nah, no fucking way. I can't do that. I can't spend my free weekends going to run and see somebody on my dime. No fucking way. You know? It's like all these things just check down to I'm going to be a hermit in isolation with 10 cats. But it's all fun and games at this point. But it's a good time, man. Beautiful weather out there here in Florida. For you guys out there in other parts of the world, man, it sucks to be you. It fucking does. It's something that, you know, we're so privy to have here. Most of the year we complain about allergy season, bug season, but then you get fucking, you know, 6 months of great weather. Can't fucking complain about that. I actually had my boss I had to schedule a spring training game to go with him. I backed out. I said, nah, I'm not going. My sister's coming down for Disney, you know, spring break. I just made up some crazy shit because I don't want to go. I don't want to spend 5 hours. And that's the way I've been. And I don't know how you all have been with sporting events and things like that. I can't stay there the whole game. Like, having a whole game event where you're doing something, and if any of you guys know, when you go to a sporting event or anything like that, you got to get there early. You got to park. You got to get food. You're in these uncomfortable fucking seats that you're small and you can't move. You can't stand up. You can't do anything. You have to sit idle there for two or three hours. And then if you're like in a baseball game or a football game, you're fucking getting hit with that sun. Here in Florida, it is not forgiving at all. You know, you're just dealing, and then you're having to stand up every fucking time. It's just so fucking annoying. I'm 6'4", so it's a problem for me. It's like, as you get older, it's like, fuck. You know, you just don't want to be doing that shit anymore. I'd rather, now with technology, man, it's so beautiful. You can just go out and fucking just sit here in front of your TV and watch a game and have the comfort of everything being cheap. And I don't want to say that I'm a cheapskate, but it's just the discomfort of going and watching the game, and that whole experience. If you go to a Bucks game, a football game, you got to get up over here at 9 o'clock for a 1 o'clock game. You have to be there a couple hours early. You got to take, you know, all the shit I just said, man. So I've noticed that as I've gotten older, I just watch bits and pieces of things. I never watch a full game. I never try to consume things as far as a whole weekend. I can't spend it with a whole person. I can give you a window. I can give you some time, but I can't just say, okay, let's go spend Friday and Saturday together and doing things. I feel like I'll get so behind, and I don't know what it is about that, but I've shifted that, and now I'm just not even trying to be on the phone like that anymore. I mean, it's like, yeah, just hit me up. I've just become much more of a hermit, not antisocial, but it's been a weird transition, but I'm looking forward to the new opportunity and meeting the new people and just having that challenge. Like, I've realized I love the challenge of building something, and I think that the company that I'm going to work for with my buddy, it's at a great state right now where it can use me to do some great things. I really feel that way, and I'm excited about that. I mean, who wouldn't be to get out of the fucking situation you're in when they're micromanaging you, and you can go ahead and do something else. So I think for all of us, man, that we're in situations, and don't let them fucking pin you in a corner, pin you down, and try to tell you this is it, you have to deal with it or else. I just rather just take that flight, man, and jump off that fucking plane and then figure it out on the way down. You know, I'll figure out how to open that parachute. I'll figure it out one way or the other. That's one thing about me. But, yeah, so we have now down the stretch here is spring training. We have basketball. We're probably around a few weeks away from playoffs. And you have March Madness. That's the big thing. I'm not a big fan of college basketball. And I'll tell you why. It's just, it's too structured for me. Too many timeouts. That's the one thing about watching these games as well, is that there's a constant stoppage. And I think that's why the internet and all these shows, that's why I'd rather watch a podcast show. That's why I'd rather watch, instead of the news, I'd rather just do these things via the internet versus the TV, because you just have this thing where it feels staged. You know, even watching something as the late night, you know that they can't be authentic. They have to be filtered. Then you're having commercial breaks one after the other. Whereas online, if I want to watch a podcast, it's just straight action for an hour, 30 minutes, if no commercials, no anything. And some of them obviously are monetized, I should say, meaning that there's advertising, but it's only like 5 seconds and boom, you keep it going. It's not 2 or 3 minutes. And that's how I feel when I'm doing all these things now. It's like, oh, man, it's just dragging. This is annoying. And I just rather get on the phone. And that's the way my entertainment has been. And, I mean, looking back here, you see I have the internet TV. And I've done that now for a couple of years. Because, I did my research and I realized that, all of us, as we're older, this is the thing. If you haven't been married, and you don't have kids, and you're not living that life after college, then yeah, you can find time for TV. But the moment you have a career, you knee deep in it, you have a family, you have a marriage, you have kids, you have all these things, you have these hobbies, you come to find out that you don't have time to watch the 500, 600 channels that you have that are being force fed down on you. And then you're paying like a $300 cable bill. It's like, well, what's the purpose of that? You know, I don't watch any TV. Most of the stuff I do is via, you know, the phone. So I went ahead and did some research and found Roku. And they have 20 channels for $20 a month. And that's it. You know, because I don't watch it, everything else. And then you can cast it from your phone. Anything you're watching, you can go ahead and cast it on the Roku online on TV. And it's just, again, $20 a month. You can't beat that. I pay for the Wi-Fi, it's $60. I mean, I'm paying $85 for Wi-Fi and internet TV. And I don't watch it, if any. Most of the time, it's my daughter that watches it because I got the package for kids. It's like 5 extra channels for kids. It's $25, I should say. So it's just crazy how TV is just getting very archaic, and I don't even watch it anymore. I don't even tune in unless it's the sporting event that I want to watch and see how certain guys are doing. But I just see myself finding my time being spent on social media, on YouTube, on messaging people, staying in touch that way. Just doing research and learning, you know, podcasting and all this good stuff. So it's just been a good time for me as we're going through 2018. It's already March. Holy shit. It is fucking March, guys. And we're plowing through. And next thing you know, it'll be summer. I'm trying to get my body ready for summer. I've been dodging the basketball quite a bit, but I've been running and lifting. It's been very good. And I think that's kind of where the consistency kicks in. You know, once you're getting that groove, now I got to go do some cooking this weekend. And that's one thing about me. My daughter was asking me, if I was like, hey, Dad, do you do any cooking? I was like, you know, I do cooking, but you don't like any of the shit I like. I cook, you know. But I've been force feeding her and things like that. So it's been going well. But, yeah, these are random thoughts, man. Just wanted to get something in here as we go through the week. I think this weekend is just going to be one of those quiet ones. I canceled the baseball game I was going to go to, and I don't want to. I'm not having any plans of seeing anybody. So, anybody seeing me? As far as online dating, I mean, what is there? Or any dating at all? There's nothing like that going on. So, but life is good, man. It is God's plan, hey, for sure, man. Good shit.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub. I even got it tatted on me.